Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Sean Diddy Combs is apologizing for his actions seen on recently released video from 2016, which allegedly shows him beating ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura.
I'm so sorry, but I'm committed to be a better man each and every day.
CBS's Kenny Choi tells us it's just the latest in a series of allegations of physical and sexual violence by the music mogul.
Several pending civil lawsuits accuse Combs of sex abuse, allegations he denies. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Looking at this video, it will be hard to see why he would ever want to proceed in a civil case, particularly because I think there's a good chance that the video would come in as evidence in other civil cases.
In March, Department of Homeland Security agents raided his Miami and Los Angeles homes as part of a federal investigation being handled by a team that deals with human trafficking.
Heavy rain, fog, and the dark of night hampered rescue crews in Iran as they search rugged territory for President Ebrahim Raisi. It's been about 16 hours, and Raisi's status is still described as unknown. Who is this leader? Here's CBS News correspondent Ian Lee in London.
Raisi is an extremely divisive president. He was elected in the lowest turnout in the country's history. He's a conservative hardliner who's overseen a violent crackdown on dissent. Raisi is also very close to the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, and many view him as possibly his successor.
President Biden spent the weekend in Georgia on the campaign trail and also delivering the commencement address at Morehouse College in Atlanta. CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian tells us there was protest.
Demonstrations outside.
That's just completely genocide.
And silent protest inside. Some students and faculty don Palestinian scarves and the color of the flag, while others turned their backs to President Biden as he took the stage. The president tackled the Israel-Hamas war head-on and called for an immediate ceasefire.
I know it breaks your heart. It breaks mine as well.
AAA is projecting almost 40 million Americans will hit the road for Memorial Day weekend. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan is checking on how much gas prices will hit your wallet.
It certainly always expected that demand for gasoline is higher in the summer. This is one of the factors why prices are generally higher. But it shouldn't have necessarily a big impact on prices. In fact, gas prices are starting to decline and have been now for the last several weeks.
Houston area residents affected by deadly storms last week are now seeing power restored to a majority of the hundreds of thousands left without electricity and air conditioning amid intensely hot weather. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
to the liquor store if I were using your car.
You told me to the liquor store without using your car.
Welcome to Maxing Heavy on Civic Media. I'm your host, Emsha, and I'll be playing the best Wisconsin-made hard rock, punk, and metal from now until midnight. That was brand new music from the band The Up and Up. Those songs are called Like a Prozac and Serotonin. This is Maxing Heavy. I'm your host, Emsha. I'll be playing all original music made right here in Wisconsin. And a little bit later, I'll be chatting with Brad Van of Joy's Attack. But first, let's play music from last week's guest, Andrew David Weber. This is The Howl.
Wasn't he making you cry and weren't you living in secret? And isn't what you become a result of this pain? The fact that someone could poison a mind so sacred, plain unacceptably putting a strain on my brain. Yet you hold on to the notion that you can change him. As he's changing your smile into a scowl, and as he softens his voice, you believe you may tame him. But don't be deceived, you should know he's a wolf down to the hound.
Listening to Max and Kevy on Civic Media. That was Would You Kindly with their newest single, Ain't That a Shame. Shout out to Ignite Glass and Gifts. If you're looking for locally hand-blown glass, visit one of their three locations in Madison or online at igniteglassandgifts.com. This next band will be featured guest on an upcoming podcast. This is Reflection of Flesh and their song, The Chorus.
back in 1989. I had the T-tops out, I had the windows down, I was going for a drive. In the Still of the Night was my favorite track on that Whitesnake cassette tape. With those MTXs and an Alpine deck, man, it just sounded great. But I still believe, believe in rock and roll. And I still believe, rock's gonna save my soul. Headed down to pick up my best friends at the video. Gunning for that high score. We had radical times there with our friends, and we couldn't ask for more. I still believe, believe in rock and roll. I still believe, rock's gonna save my soul.
Michelle, your host for Heavy. That was Mickey Magnum with their song, I Still Believe in Rock and Roll. We do too, here at MaxSync Radio on Civic Media. Check out MaxSyncRadio.com for the full list of stations where you can hear us broadcast every Saturday and Sunday. Don't go anywhere, I've got more music on the way. Plus, I'll be chatting with Brad Van of Droids Attack after the break. Only here on MaxSync Heavy.
Brandy out, just great old music. This is MaxSync Radio, BR Music. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Dave.
We're the hosts of Our House Concerts, and we've been presenting concerts in our 100-year-old bungalow and in our backyard on Madison's Near East Side for more than a decade. We recently hosted our 90th concert.
And we love supporting musicians and sharing music with our audiences. Come on over to Our House and join us for a house party with great friends, great music, and lots of cold beer.
Here's what's coming up this spring and summer in our backyard. Saturday, July 20th, we've got blues guitarist Ruth Wyand from North Carolina.
And on Saturday, August 10th, Mike Vitale, a singer-songwriter from L.A., comes into town.
Email us at annedave, A-N-N-E-D-A-V-E, at chorus.net. Or text 608-335-7909 to reserve your seats and get all the info. See you at Our House.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. It's Michelle here. Thank you so much for tuning in, supporting what we do. Tonight, I have a great guest here with me, Brad Van of Droids Attack. How are you, Brad?
Hey, great, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. So for those of you who don't know Droids Attack, they have been Madison heavy hitters for quite some time, since the 90s, but they do play out all over Wisconsin. Do you guys ever make it out of state or do tours?
Yeah, we toured a lot before the pandemic. We haven't really gone out since. We just kind of do regional stuff now, mostly, you know, like Minneapolis, Chicago kind of stuff.
So still kind of keeping it Midwest.
Yeah, you know, we've got things going on in our lives that kind of keep us close to home now. I've got my arcade business that I started, and our bass player has a young child. So we're just kind of working on new material for our next album when we have time. It's all just kind of when we have time.
Yeah, that's always kind of the key there is how do you balance everything? I know that's a struggle for a lot of independent artists, you know, whether it's touring, booking local shows, you're running a business, and there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that people wouldn't expect.
Well, our main focus right now is getting this next album done. We have some opportunities to potentially release our next album on a, label. Our last album was picked up by a label overseas and did really well for them and for us. And so we're kind of looking to branch out a little more with this next release. It's just taking us, we're taking our time with it, kind of just working on it, as we're inspired and have time. But yeah, I'm going into the studio tomorrow, actually, to begin demoing the next half of it. So it's pretty well into the process, and I'm hoping that we can get it out sometime next year.
Awesome. Yeah, it is definitely a process at times. You know, it's good to have a plan in place, especially, you know, if you've got that date in mind when you want to release it.
Right. Yeah, we don't really have a date in mind, but I do think, though, that we're probably not going to be branching out of the Midwest until it gets released. So right now we're just going to kind of stick to the regional shows and, you know, take opportunities as they come. And we get some really cool opportunities still, which is pretty awesome. I'm thankful for that.
So where do you guys record out of?
Yeah, we've been working with our friend Dustin Boyle. He owns his own studio, The Spaceship, here in Madison. And we also work with Mark Whitcomb over at DNA Studios in Madison. Right now what we're doing is I'm putting together a bunch of our old material in some new studio recordings, because I don't really want to keep releasing the old material because we've progressed so much as a band. You know, like, I feel like the old recordings, like the basement recordings and sort of, you know, garage sounding recordings aren't really as representative of us anymore. So I'm putting together kind of a greatest hits album with new recordings of the old material. And we're going to release that in some form. I don't know if that's going to be through the label or just independent, just so we can have something at the merch booth, just to kind of keep people excited. And this next album, yeah, depending on how things go, my plan is to release the new material through this other label that's interested. If they want to keep doing it, if they don't, then, we'll release it ourselves.
Yeah, I would assume that there would be some tour involved with, you know, surrounding the release and potentially overseas. You know, you said that this is a label overseas. Is that something that you guys are looking into?
Absolutely, yeah. That's something that we've always wanted to do, but it just had to make sense. We have had offers to play shows overseas, but they've always wanted us to, like, cover the costs of, you know, getting over there. And, I'm just kind of like, I'm not really interested in that sort of situation. It's like, if I'm going to pay to fly overseas, I'm going to have a vacation where I don't have to scramble to get from one town to the next.
Yeah. <You
know? laughs> I just kind of figure, you know, if we're going to be playing a tour over there, then, you know, we should get the expenses covered and, you know, get some good guarantees and all of that stuff handled for us.
Absolutely. That's what you should hope for. I agree. If you're going to go spend money on something, that's a vacation, not work.
Yeah. But I mean, the fact that this label overseas had interest in us and the record sold really well, it makes me think that that is something that could conceivably happen. So with this next release, yeah, I'm hoping that some opportunities like that come up. It'd be cool to play some festival shows over there.
Absolutely. There's some really awesome festivals I know of that I've wanted to go to, like dream festivals. So what is one of those dream festivals? Let's say this record label picks you up and you get your own headlining tour. Like, how do you know you've made it? It's when so-and-so is opening for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I kind of used to look at it that way, but after you've done so much, I mean, you kind of feel like, you know, I've already kind of made it in some ways, you know? Like, I remember back, I don't know what year it was, but we got asked to play a gig opening for, like, three national touring bands at the Metro in Chicago, and for Riot Fest, and I was just like, man, like, I don't think it's ever going to get better than this, you know? And then things just kept happening from there, and it just kind of did. Like, I don't want to say it kept getting better, but it things kept happening where I just was like, man, you know, like, I kind of feel like accomplished enough already. So I'm satisfied. Like even if this next record is, you know, nobody gives a shit. You know, like, if we put it out, I'll feel happy. I'm really happy with the material right now, and I guess that's kind of the approach I've always had with this band, is kind of more like, don't have any sort of expectations of, you know, where you're going, if you're gonna make it. You know, like, I've always kind of done this for fun and kind of as a challenge to myself to see how far I could take it. And I've taken it, like, pretty far, I guess.
Yeah. And, yeah, absolutely. And as you should, you know, everybody's got a different definition of success. And that's a wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful mindset to have, especially in the music industry. It should be fun. You're playing music with your buddies, you know what I mean? So, absolutely. So where can we find you, your music, and get a hold of you?
Bandcamp is probably the best place to find the music. We're mostly on Facebook and Instagram, and it's just Droids Attack, you know, Facebook and Instagram. That's probably the best place to get a hold of us is through social media and to listen to us through Bandcamp or Spotify. We're on Spotify.
Yep, the streaming is kind of where things are, but that is a topic for a different time for sure.
Right?
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brad. It's been a joy to talk with you. Definitely looking forward to that new album. I've been a big fan of what you guys do for years now. So can't wait. Definitely keep in touch with that. All right, take care.
Yeah, talk to you
later. Of the tigers and the gold rays.
What's up, everyone? Thanks for listening to Max and Kevy. I'm your host, M-Shell. Thank you to Brad. It's always great to hear droids doing their thing in the scene. I just played their song, The Anunnaki, which is my personal favorite, if I can choose one, and Brahma Astra before that. Thanks to Carbon for Brewing for making Maxing possible. Please go check out this brewery as soon as you can. Check out their website for upcoming events and exclusive delicious beers. Carbon4.com. We've got the Elmos up next with Crowns, and then a double dip from Electromag after the break. Let's get heavy.
I quit the world today. No need to feed the pain, 'cause it's what's trending right now. Don't need the sympathy. Digital therapy. One final post, then I'm out. Don't mean to make a scene. Not much for apathy. Don't take it personally. Come on!
are listening to local music from Wisconsin.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today for saving on streaming TV. Ever wonder if those streaming companies' whole business model is just luring us in with free trial subscriptions and then making it feel so hard to cancel? Well, spoiler alert, that is exactly what they do. The best way to keep your streaming costs in check is just using some old-fashioned financial elbow grease. Take 20 minutes and have a money meeting with yourself. Look at your bank statements, your credit card bills, make a list of every service you signed up for. And if you are anything like, well, everyone else, there's probably at least one thing you're not using. Cancel it. Anything you haven't watched in the last month, just cancel it. You can always sign back up again. They make that pretty easy. Between now and then, you'll save yourself a bunch of money. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.